North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 27, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker's fiscal year 2021 budget proposal allocates more than $216 million in state aid to the Lynn Public Schools, which represents a $30.19 million increase over last year's funding. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the substantial 16.25% increase in Chapter 70 funding to the city is due to the implementation of the landmark Student Opportunity Act, legislation that was passed into law by Baker in November. The numbers are preliminary and are subject to changes when the proposed $44.6 billion state budget makes its way through the State House and Senate. But Superintendent Dr. Patrick Tutwiler said that as a starting point, the increases is really good news for the city of Lynn. Much more on this story by Gayla Colley in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Storm flooding has been a problem in Lynn, and according to Lynn's Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan, mitigation of the problem is high on the City Council's agenda in 2020.
Yes, absolutely. Flooding has been one of the major things in Ward 6, and I, like I said, I grew up here for 49 years, so I know the issues. I have friends that lost boilers in their basements. I got people that, you know, just struggle to deal with these floods, and with the wastewater plant, we're doing some things to make that part better, but also the CSO project's coming in. That's going to help alleviate a lot of the flooding, and that's going to start this summer. Actually, this week I should be getting the timeline and everything, and all the paperwork going to be delivered to my house via Lynn Water and Sewer and the Lynn City Council office. So I'll have all that information to go on, and then I can just start spreading that to the residents and the constituents in my ward, just so they can be updated to know what's going on and what streets are going to be done.
That's Lynn's Ward 6 City Councilor Fred Hogan.
Advocates for residents with disabilities are calling on the City of Salem to act on a list of issues that they say show that the city is not in compliance with the Federal Americans with Disability Act. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that the City Council's Public Health Committee will hold a meeting later this year on the petition of Stephen Capteas, a Salem resident with visual impairment who sued the city last year over the accessibility of pop-up parklets. In a letter to the council, Capteas called attention to recent audits of several of the city's buildings, parks, and schools by the Institute of Human-Centered Design. The report shows that not one property evaluated is following ADA. Capteas wrote that furthermore, the report shows that even projects that were completed in 2017 are not compliant with the ADA.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Demolition isn't the only thing underway at the intersection of Main and Elm Streets in Gloucester. The North Shore Community Development Coalition has received a $150,000 Brownfields Redevelopment Fund award from the Baker-Polito administration to assess and remediate the site of the defunct Cameron's restaurant. Governor Charlie Baker is quoted as saying the Brownfields Redevelopment Fund breathes life into vacant or underused properties where redevelopment may be complicated by environmental contamination. After acquiring the property for $975,000 in 2015, North Shore CDC and Action, Inc. have their sights set on developing a new four-story building with 30 affordable housing units and 2,000 square feet of ground floor retail space. The City Zoning Board of Appeals approved the project in 2016. The defunct Cameron's property is considered by HomeFacts.com and the City's Community Relations Plan as a brownfield, a commercial site where future use can be affected by real or perceived environmental contamination. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Swampscott held a Saturday financial retreat with elected officials and town administrators to discuss at length the impact of the state's new Student Opportunity Act, SOA, and how it will impact the district in the 2021 school budget. Elise Carmosino of the Daily Item of Lynn writes that many felt that the town was shortchanged by the program that determined the amount that the state aid each district would receive, arguing that the SOA fund allocation formula failed to account for Swampscott's diverse student body. Quote, we're a group of communities that have cost of education that is significantly higher than our net school spending, town administrator Steve Fitzgerald told the room of more than two dozen community leaders as they gathered in the library at the Swampscott Middle School. Quote, we look at communities that have similar demographics that receive funding under Chapter 70, and we're just not getting our fair share. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Newburyport Birders has increased its offerings of bald eagle programs so anyone interested can arrange a tour with family members and friends. Each winter, bald eagles from northern New England move south to the lower Merrimack River, which provides a perfect winter habitat. On February 6, bald eagles, biscotti, and hot chocolate is from 8:30 to 11 a.m. The fee is $15. Participants should meet in the Cashman Park boat ramp parking lot at the end of Sally Snyder Way off Merrimack Street in Newburyport. They will enjoy biscotti and hot chocolate while discussing the Merrimack River's protected islands and the field marks of the bald eagle. The group begins the search for eagles on foot before carpooling to several sites along the river. That's the first of many series of events that will take place, and you can check it all out in today's edition of the Newburyport Daily News.
Thanks so much for joining us today on North Shore Today. It's Monday, and that means that North Shore Sports Night airs Monday night at 7 o'clock live with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns here on MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Monday and a great week ahead.